Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm so glad having brothers Ma'soom, Hussein, Hassan and Ali Nasser with me today here in this session. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. How are you, Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Hassan?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
And Ma'soom?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everyone is fine and ready. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are doing great. Let's get started with Surah Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. We are about to start with this surah, the first ayah. So, before we start the explanation and the tajweed points, let's listen to the recitation of the first and second verses of Surah Yusuf. On what page?
235.
235, Surah Yusuf, ayah number 1 and number 2. Let's listen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the clear book.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you might understand.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, you all know Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. One of the great prophets of Allah Almighty. And so, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was the son of Prophet
Yaqub
alayhi salam. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam was the son of Prophet
Ishaq
alayhi salam, and he was the son of
Prophet
Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, so Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is a non-Arab prophet. Okay, from the descendants of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the descendants of Prophet
Ismail,
the other brother of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam. Okay, so they all are from the descendants of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Got it? Remember one point about all the prophets, that all the prophets, their parents, have all been monotheists. They all have been worshipping and believing in one God. Okay? So they had a purified family. Got it? Some people, okay, they raise some kind of questions and they bring some doubts, okay, in the minds of Muslims and youngsters, okay? That, for example, God forbid, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was not a Muslim. Or they are saying that Abu Talib alayhi salam, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was not a Muslim. Bro, what are these kind of questions? They all were monotheists, and the history confirms this. Okay? So if you don't know, that's your problem. Go have a research on this, you will understand. Okay? So remember that the descendants or the forefathers of all the prophets have been monotheists. Okay? They all were monotheists. Guys, I want Brother Masoom to recite these two verses first. Then inshallah we'll practice these two verses. Masoom, ready?
Yes,
sir. Yes? Everybody? Let's listen to him. You may start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را.
All right, good. Can you make it more kind of sound? Alif lam, not lam, lam. They are a bit different, yes?
Yes.
Make it more Arabic. Read it.
Alif lam ra.
Ahsantum. Alif lam ra. Why? You got to read it alar or ilar. Alr. Why did you say that way? Huh?
Because it's ruled that these letters are not pronounced like this. They are huruful muqatta.
Ah, the rule or hukmul huruful muqatta, yes?
Yeah.
The rule about huruful muqatta. So, how many of the surahs start with this kind of letters? You know?
Six to eight.
Are you sure?
No.
It's more than 20.
Oh. Yeah.
20? I told you one day, I think. 20? Nine. 29 surahs of the Quran start with huruful
muqatta'a.
And we talked about it, I think, in Surah Ali Imran, I think we talked about it, or in Surah Baqarah. We talked about why we have huruful muqatta'a, the reason. So refer to the tafsir books, you will learn them, okay? So the rule about this, the tajweed rule, says that you have to read these letters separately with their names. Yes?
Yes.
Not the sounds, names. Hassan, you don't say alar or alr, whatever. That's wrong. How do you say?
Alif.
Alif, the name. Lam, the name. And?
Ra.
Ra. For example, we have Ayn, Sin, Qaf. You say, Asq, no. Asaq, no. Ayn, Sin, Qaf. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Or Kaf, ha, ya, Ayn, Sin. Okay, like this, or like Hamim. Alif Lam Mim. Got it? Ta Sin Mim. Or Ta Ha. Yeah? These, yes. Surahs start with Huruful Muqatta'a. That's the first point. The Jeet points, remember. So, Jim tells us what, Hassan, on the top?
Jim allows you to make a pause.
Allows you to make a pause. Continue, Brother Masoom.
تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ
أحسنتم. Pretty easy. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ أحسنتم. Move on.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
Good point. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا Make sure the nasal sound is produced. This one. Got it, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
And the mat here, if you want it, you can stretch it or...
Ignore it.
That is...
جائز
المنفصل أحسنتم. So in whenever noon has a shadda, meme has a shadda, these two letters, two rules are applied. First,
nasal sound.
Second,
stretch
them.
Two counts.
أحسنتم. Inna anzal. What rule is this? Ikhfa. You hide the sound of noon. Yeah? Followed by za.
Yeah.
From the ikhfa letters. Anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan. Ilha, right? Arabiyyan. Masum, you said Arabiyyan. Arabiyyan. Okay? Arabiyyan followed by lam. Tanween followed by lam. Lam is from the?
Yarmalun.
Yarmalun letters. What rule is applied?
Idgham.
Arabi.
Yal.
Yal. Arabi. Yal. La'allakum ta'aqilun. So, that's it. At the end, stretch the sound a bit. Ta'aqilun. To make it more beautiful. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you want it, you can. I mean, you're allowed to do it according to tajweed rules. Natural mat, yes? You can change natural mat or maddu tabi'i to maddu al-arid
lissuku.
Okay? From two counts, ta'qilun, two counts. You can stretch it to up to four counts, five counts. So, I will recite these two verses. First and foremost, listen carefully, then repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, join us, practice. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام را
ألف لام را
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين
أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you إن شاء الله Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us with IRB English Radio. Stay with us. In the coming sessions, we'll be here with you. That's it for today. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن